And they came out and they pushed hard. They both nights, yeah. Both nights they really came hard in the second period. And the second period has been by far our best period all year as far as goals for and goals against. And I think just play overall. So a little disappointing with how we started. We got on our heels a little bit there. And I actually, I knew we were coming close to a TV timeout, but I just couldn't wait. I mean, they just kept coming after us. And part of it was just our puck touches. We were turning the puck over both in our zone and before we got into the blue line. We couldn't get it behind them, so they consequently kept transitioning us and played in our zone a lot. And it was we needed something there. We needed a wake-up call. So I got that timeout in, and can't tell you it worked the first minute or two.
Yeah,
but we got going after that.
We did. And no more scoring in the period there. So it was 1-1 after two shots in the second, 13-10 in favor of Bemidji State. We get to the third period, and some great play again, but Dylan Stamen finally able to break the 1-1 tie. 11:24, the time of the goal from David Johnson.
Here come the Huskies, the shot scores! Stamen with the goal! What a great snapshot by Stamen! And the Huskies take a 2-1 lead.
What was a great snapshot. It came off of a neutral zone faceoff, and for a scoring opportunity to develop that quickly off of that faceoff, it was on the defensive side of the neutral zone, I believe.
Well, it was. It was a weird situation there, actually. It was on the far side of the ice, and one of their defensemen, had to go get the puck. And his partner, for whatever reason, was instead of coming back towards his own net, the Bemidji net, and backing him up, because the puck was up for grabs, he started moving forward towards our net, thinking that they were going to get it. And that's the difference. You're thinking offense and not defense, and especially on a 50-50 puck. Mm-hmm. And what happened is we got the puck. David bounced it through, and Dylan jumps. And now their one defenseman strapped on the boards, and their weak side defenseman was thinking offense. He's got no angle to get to Dylan. And Dylan just raced up the side. And that short side on Bitzer, which means he shot it from the side he was on, not trying to go to the far side. Mm-hmm. And he beat him up high. That's a great shot, though. I mean, he got to a certain spot, didn't try to get too cute, and just ripped it. And, that kid can shoot the puck.
And he was, he's a guy that's pretty low-key. He doesn't smile a whole night. Joke with him in interviews, "You're going to smile today?" But he was excited after that goal. He knew that was a big, big goal for this program.
Well, no question. And what I like about it is he shot it in stride. So he didn't stop and take a big wind-up or overhandle the puck. He kept skating and basically shot it in stride. And that's something we've been working on lately in practice, is trying to shoot the puck in stride and not let the goalie get set, because as soon as you stop moving your feet, the goalie knows, okay, now he's getting ready to shoot it, and he can get set. So, but a big goal at a big time, and I thought we had a good period. I thought the third period of Friday night might have been one of our best periods. We didn't really give them anything, and created a few scoring chances ourselves. We only limited them, I think, to three shots on goal in the third period. So when the game's on the line like that, and they had made the comment, I know their team coming into the weekend, how they had been winning the third periods in a lot of tight games, over the last couple of weeks. So it was good to see us have a real good third period and end up winning that period.
Cliff Watson takes an interference call late in that third period at the 17:10 mark, and I'm like, oh no, here we go, giving them a power play at the end of the game. They ended up 10 seconds later getting a penalty too, but I was just like, oh, what a hard time to get a call right
well,
there.
Well, yeah, and especially on the call, I mean, both guys were sort of going to an area, and and their guy goes down, and to me is more of a strength factor, and the guy sold it a little bit, but it is what it is, and we got through the game, and Shane had made a real good play to draw the penalty after
that.
He was working extremely hard to get to the puck, and he had a step on the guy, and the guy had to grab him and actually ripped his glove and stick right away from him. So, but from that point on, I thought we did a good job, didn't give them much, and obviously found a way to win the game.
We did. Tanner Carroll got the icer with the empty net goal, a hard, tough, fought-for empty net goal by Tanner Carroll.
Cleared to the corner and wrapped around now for Leibinger as the goaltender is pulled for Bemidji State. The Huskies get it deep. 14 seconds remaining here. Chance for Carroll at the side of the net. Scores! Tanner Carroll with the goal! And that should seal the deal for the Huskies. His 101st point. 3-1 Michigan Tech.
So Tanner Carroll with the goal, and he was able to maneuver behind the net to pick that up, and I can't remember who the defenseman was now, McCormack, I think, almost toe-dragged it right in his own goal.
Well, and that's what he's trying to do. He was trying to get the puck sort of, I think the defenseman thought it was going to slide a little bit quicker, and so he was going, and it didn't. It slowed down on him, so now he had to reach behind him and try to grab it with the toe of his stick and missed it, and then that goes to show you the hustle that you need. Like Tanner hustled down the ice and not knowing he's going to get there or not, and he did, and created a play, and that was a big goal because there's still a minute left in the game, so a lot of things could happen if we don't put that one in, but we put it in, and then they're still, as a coach, you're still a little concerned with a minute because you've seen some strange things happen, and I've seen it happen this year where Bowling Green scored 2 goals in less than a minute to tie a game, so. So we still had some work to do.
Well, I wasn't worried, Coach. By that time, I was feeling pretty good. But you talk about the fine line. I mean, that little mishap with the defenseman ended the game right there.
Right, exactly.
And like you said, it could have given them another minute of 6-on-5 advantage. I mean, just so
well, just
details.
A little thing. Yeah, he gets back and maybe he can be a little quicker going back. Who knows? And I'm not criticizing him, but yeah, just a little thing like that, or Tanner doesn't quite hustle as much as he does. It's a lot of little things that add up during the game, and we always talk about every play matters, and that's a case where you think, well, no big deal, I mean, he can back out of there and let him come up the ice, but it matters, and that could have been a huge goal for us.
So we win it by a score of 3-1. Huskies with a great game. They outshoot Bemidji State, as you said, Coach, in that third period, 8-3. 26-26 were the final shots. We were 0-4 on the power play. What did you think about the power play, Coach?
Decent at times, and then a couple just not very good. We looked a little stagnant again. I mean, they did a good job. They threw a couple different looks at us, but we had more trouble, I think, getting into the zone, and once we got in the zone, they're real aggressive below the top of the circles, and we just did not do a good job of moving the puck quick enough or spreading it out, so consequently they made us look bad at times. But like I said, overall I thought we only had 3 power plays, one was like for 10 seconds something like that, so I thought we did a decent job. We had a couple good looks.
That's their thing though, they really stood us up at the blue line, right?
They try to clog that blue line, so you have to dump it in and then go battle to get it. Now, we know we lost some of those battles.
All right, so the final score, 3-1. Michigan Tech gets their 21st of the season and are just, at that point, 1 point away from clinching home ice. When we come back, the Huskies do clinch home ice with win number 2 on the Winter Carnival weekend, and it was a great one, too. We'll come back with more of the Mel Pearson Show. Again, if you have a question for Coach, email it to us, dj@themix93.com.
Check out these monthly deals at Bucko's. All 15 and 18 packs of beer on sale. Pepsi 12-pack products, 2 for $8. All 2-liter products, 4 for $5. Stock up with groceries with Bucko's expanded food line. Stay warm with Keweenaw alpaca gear. Sold only at Bucko's, your exclusive alpaca outlet. Press your luck on the all-new Lucky for Life lottery game. All sales do not include taxes or deposits. At Bucko's Party Store.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance? Hi, I'm Bob Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whether you are single, married, have a house full of kids, are retired and aging gracefully, whatever your situation, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, the Turvo Agency offers more choices, more options, more security, more peace of mind. Give me, Bob Franti, or agents Jeff Mickish or Teresa Stahoviak a call and put the Turvo Agency to work for you.
There's nothing quite like the anticipation of counting down to game day. And there's nothing like the real Coca-Cola taste of Coke Zero. No matter how you show your team spirit, with face paint, team jerseys, or grilling with friends and family, your game day won't be complete without ice cold Coke Zero. Available at your local convenience store. Because nothing means it's game day like Coke Zero. So be sure to pick up some refreshing Coke Zero today. Coke Zero, zero means it's game day.
In these turbulent political and economic times, are you having trouble mapping out your financial future? Let Gary Jorgensen, a registered representative with Diversified Financial Concepts, assist you in the development of a financial strategy to help you achieve your financial goals. Diversified Financial Concepts is located south of Houghton on West M26, 1 mile past the mall, in the Lake Accounting Building. Call 482-2370 to make an appointment. Investments offered through Diversified Financial Concepts, member FINRA, SIPC.
All right, we're going over game two now. The Huskies against Bemidji State.